Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing the significant topics of reaching the people that don't have churches among them. They call them the unreached people groups. Why this is important? This is very important because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. So the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between peoples, especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. So while Christianity is spreading fast in America, there are a huge number of people still unreached, still never heard answers to their questions about the Christian faith. And I don't mean American non-Christians. I mean Muslims, Hindu, Buddhist, unreached people groups. All right. God so loved the world, and Jesus died for every person in the world. Let me continue, my friend. Jesus' concern for Gentiles clearly obvious throughout the New Testament. We know from the gospel that Jesus was profoundly concerned for non-Jewish people. On many occasions, Jesus modeled, expressed God's heart for all people by deliberate outreach to Gentiles, whom most Jewish people despised. I repeat, despised. And actually, many of the Israelis despise Palestinians and the Arabs today. It's a fact. Many Americans despise Arabs and Palestinians today. And vice versa, the opposite is true. Many Arabs and Palestinians hate Israelis today. But this is not God's will. God's will that people will love each other, live in peace, and realize that they are equally appreciated and valued in God's eyes, and that they are equally loved according to God's heart. Okay, contact with Gentiles. We read in Luke 17, verses 12 to 19, among the 10 lepers Jesus healed, one was a Samaritan. And Jesus commented upon the fact that only the foreigner returned to thank him. In Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Wow. Your faith has healed you. We also read Jesus rewarded a Canaanite woman's faith by healing her daughter. By healing her daughter. Jesus' disciples wanted to send her away with her request unanswered. Now, I want to mention to you this story, but first let me mention to you before I forget the Roman officer we read about in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8. Pleaded with Jesus, Lord, my servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Wow. But the officer said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I know this because I have authority over my soldiers. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he said to those following him, truly, I tell you, pay attention, please, my brothers and sisters, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Wow! You have not found anyone in all Israel with such a great faith? Then Jesus said, many foreigners, I am paraphrasing it, like this Roman officer shall come from the east and the west and join Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. But many of those who thought they were sons of the kingdom, chosen people of Israel, between parentheses, will not be with God enjoying his presence. Wow! Jesus commanded the faith of the Gentile military leader. And now maybe I should tell you about, I don't know if I'm going to run out of time, but quickly, Jesus rewarded a Canaanite woman's faith. We read this story in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus' disciples wanted to send her away with her request unanswered. But Jesus rewarded her by healing her daughter. Jesus had compassion on her and ministered to this Gentile woman and praised her faith in the presence of his disciples and the Jewish onlookers. Jesus told her, woman, you have great faith. Initially, yes, of course, Jesus told her, I was sent only to the last sheep of Israel. Yes, Matthew 15, verse 24, Jesus came as their Messiah. Jesus said these words as a fulfillment of prophecy, because a setting of priorities and a test of the woman's faith. When Jesus said, it is not right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs, Jesus used the term dogs that was a standard word Jews reserved for Gentiles, especially those Gentiles who tried to intrude upon Jewish religious privacy and the privileges. The Canaanite woman must have seen something in Jesus' eye and tone of voice that made her realize the truth about Jesus, that he is filled with love and compassion toward her. And he wants to do the miracle of healing in her life. To be continued, next program.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
We are out of time for today, but I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship to further motivate the believers to love their neighbors, of course, and their enemies, and to love those people that are different than them, and to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.